Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Friday edition of our Community Corner on KKWC, brought to you today by our friends at Platinum Connect in Webster City. Find out more by stopping by their office in downtown Webster City about what they offer when it comes to communications and so forth with Platinum Connect in Webster City. We're now in the final days of the Angel Tree sign-up program that's going on here in Hamilton County to make this a very happy holiday season for kids here in the Webster City as well as Hamilton County area. I have me Robin Streigel from Webster City, as well as Pastor Craig Bloffus from the First Congregational United Church of Christ. Folks, welcome aboard this morning.
Glad to be here, Pat.
Hello, yeah, Pat.
Glad to have you along. So this has been a project going on for the last several years, and I think the need is more important this year from what's happening with the economy, I hear.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment, Pat, of need in the economy. The Hero Board, let me begin there, Help Entertain and Restore organization, administered the Angel Tree project previous to the ministerium taking it on. And I want to shout out to Kay Ross. She's been instrumental in shepherding that program. And then she approached us last year and asked if the ministerial association in town would be willing to take the project on, and we agreed. So there are seven churches currently that are administering the project: Asbury and Faith United Methodist Church, St. Thomas Catholic Church, Trinity Lutheran, St. Paul Lutheran, excuse me, Webster City.
Webster City Church of Christ, and First Congregational.
Each church is responsible to shepherd some of the angels, and the church's name will be on the back of the Angel Tree tag. That's where the gifts that are purchased are to be taken, and that's where the gifts will be picked up by the sponsoring family. This year, something new, the American Tap is sponsoring many of the angels. They had a wonderful fundraiser, an Angel Tree ride on August 26th, and they raised over $17,000. And they're hoping to sponsor 100 angels this year. So they were thrilled with the results of their fundraiser, and of course we were as well. It was wonderful.
The way it works is the Angel Tree Gift Assistance Program's mission is to help families in Webster City and Hamilton County to provide Christmas gifts for their children, those kids who are 18 years and younger. It started October 1st that applications became available. We're going till October 31st. So if you would like an application, they are located at Upper Des Moines Opportunity at 1610 Collins Street, All Cultures Equal, which is located at 637 Second, the Hamilton County Public Health, 1610 Collins Street, St. Thomas Church, 1000 Des Moines Street, Trinity Lutheran, 1229 Cathy Lane, and St. Paul Lutheran Church at 1005 Beach Street. And those are the locations of the food pantries. And so the food pantries have those applications as well. So they're available through next Tuesday, October 1st. After you get the application, we're just asking them to be returned to the Kendall Young Library Circulation Desk, which is at 1201 Wilson Avenue, by November 1st. And that gives us an opportunity to write the angels on the tree and then get them out into the community. So we're asking this year, we did raise the limit a little bit. So we're asking for $100 suggested spending limit per child. That way, if there's multiple children in the family, it comes out as kind of an equal limit thing, and one child doesn't get more than the other. So an important key is that the application have reliable contact information, a phone number or email or something, because the angel families will need to be contacted at which site they pick up their gifts. So that's an important piece to that. We will have trees this year in the lobby of Webster City Financial and Kendall Young Library with angels hanging on them. And that will start on Friday, November 3rd. Each angel will have the age of the child, male or female, a wish list, and clothing sizes. And then the back of the angel will have the name of the church that you need to bring the gifts to. So we're asking that the gifts be turned into the church unwrapped by Sunday, December 3rd at noon. And if the time doesn't work for you to drop it off, just give the office of that church a call and they will be flexible in working with you. So the exciting date for the Angel Tree families to pick up their gifts is Sunday, December 10th from 2 to 4 at the respective churches that were on the back of the angel.
Okay, so they're all the churches that Craig mentioned, Asbury and Faith United Methodist, First Congregational United Church of Christ, Church of Christ in Webster City, there at Des Moines and Division Street, Webster City, across from the school administration office, St. Thomas Aquinas, Trinity Lutheran, and St. Paul Lutheran. I believe I got all the churches right there.
Yep, you did, Pat. Good job. Well,
congratulations to myself for that. So again, they need to pick up the application forms before Tuesday.
Tuesday, October 31st.
Mm-hmm. And then drop them off at Kendall Young Library before next Wednesday, the 1st of November.
Right. So we are approaching the deadline, which makes it very important that we get the information out so folks can get their applications filled out and returned by the deadline. We are really focused on trying to help as many children and families in need as we can this year. We have more resources now, thanks to the American Tap, than we have in quite a while. We are encouraging people who are struggling, especially during the holiday season with finances, to fill out the forms to get them back to us so that we can help have your family have a Merry Christmas.
Do both of you remember how many families were served last year with this?
I believe it was about 139 last year, which we were surprised. Frankly, we were thinking the numbers would be greater than that because of the economic situation. This year, the economic situation is as bad or worse than what it was last year, so we are actively encouraging more families to apply for the Angel Tree program.
I want to stress again, this is aimed at those families who have kids age 12 18 and under for this program for Angel Tree, because the need is so important right now.
Yep. Thank you for taking time to meet with us, Pat, and to share this information.
Absolutely.
With the community.
Glad to do it. So again, just contact any of the seven churches I just read off, or I'll stop by Upper Des Moines Opportunity, ACE, All Cultures Equal. They're a new location. They're in downtown Webster City, right there at 637 2nd Street downtown, also at Hamilton County Public Health. And we have this also posted on our website, too, on Facebook.
And very the churches that do the food pantry.
And the churches, too. Yeah, very good. So please help support this very worthwhile cause for the Angel Tree program. Again, the last day is this coming Tuesday, the 31st, to get those applications in. Robin and Craig, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you for having us, Pat.
And that does it for our Community Corner for today, brought to you by Platinum Connect in downtown Webster City. I'm Pat Powers. Make it a great day.